9 miles long and split in northwest D.C. Beach Drive, the right fork, headed northeast, deeper into the park. The parkway itself continued on to the left and curled back northwest to the intersection with Calvert Street. 43 miles an hour, according to the LIDAR display. 47. 45. These numbers were not surprising. The parkway was on the National Register of Historic Places and was maintained by the National Park Service. It had a set speed limit of 45 miles an hour. But the parkway's meandering route was about as close to a Grand Prix circuit as you could find in or around the District of Columbia. Elongated S-curves, chicanes, a few altitude changes, straightaways that ran down the creek bottom. They were all there, and the road was almost twice the length of the fabled Grand Prix course at Watkins Glen, New York. That alone makes it a target, Mercury thought. That alone says someone will try. If not tonight, then tomorrow, or the night after. He'd read an article in the Washington Post that said on any given night, the odds were better than 1 in 3 that some rich kid or an older prick sucking big time off the federal teat would bring out the new Porsche or the overhorsed BMW and take a crack at Rock Creek. So might the suburban kid who'd snuck out the old man's Audi, or even a middle-aged mom or two. All sorts of people seemed obsessed by it. One try every 3 nights, Mercury thought. But tonight, the odds were even better than average. A few days ago, a budget crisis had closed the U.S. government. All funding for park law enforcement had been frozen. No salaries were being paid. Park rangers had been sent home for liability reasons. There was no one looking but him. Hours went by. Traffic slowed to a trickle. And still Mercury aimed the LIDAR gun and shot, read the verdict, and waited. He was nodding off at 2:45 that morning and thinking that he should pack it in, when he heard the growl of a big bore engine turning onto the parkway from Beach Drive. On that sound alone, Mercury's right hand shot out and fired up the bike. His left hand aimed the LIDAR at the growl, which became a whining, buzzing wail of fury coming right at him. The instant he had headlights, he hit the trigger. 72 miles an hour. He tossed the LIDAR into the rhododendrons. He'd return for it later. A Maserati blew by him. Mercury twisted the accelerator and popped the clutch. He blasted out of the rhododendrons, flew off the embankment, and landed with a smoking squeal in the parkway about 100 yards behind the Italian sports car. 2. The Maserati was brand new, sleek, black. A quattroporte, Mercury thought, judging by the glimpse he'd gotten of the car as it roared past him, and probably an SQ5. Mercury studied such exotic vehicles. A Maserati quattroporte SQ5 had a turbo-injected 6-cylinder engine with a top speed of 176 miles per hour, and it boasted brilliant transmission, suspension, and steering systems. Overall, the Maserati was a worthy opponent, suited to the parkway's challenges. The average man or woman might think a car like that would be impossible to best on such a demanding course, especially by a motorcycle. The average person would be wrong. Mercury's bike was a flat-out runner of a beast that could hit 190 miles an hour and remain nimble through curves, corkscrews, and every other twist, turn, and terrain change a road might throw at you. Especially if you knew how to drive a high-speed motorcycle, and Mercury did. He'd been driving fast bikes his entire life and felt uniquely suited to bring this one up to speed. 80 miles per hour. 90. The Maserati's brake lights flashed in front of him as the parkway came out of the big easterly curve. But the driver of the Italian sports car was not set up for the second turn of a lazy and backward S. Mercury pounced on the rookie mistake. He crouched low, gunned the bike, and came into the second curve on a high line, smoking fast and smooth. When he exited the second curve, he was right on the Maserati's back bumper and going 70+. The parkway ran a fairly true course south for nearly a mile there, and the Italian sports car tried to out-accelerate Mercury on the straight. The Maserati was no match for Mercury's custom ride. He drafted right in behind the sports car, let go